Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And wrapping up this anniversary month, I'm back on the desk, or back in my office, I should say, and not recording from my bed. First time ever in The Last Drop history. Where I got to just lay in bed and actually review and, well, semi-review, I guess, record a podcast here. I'm probably sure I've done that in hotel. No, I haven't, actually. I don't record when I'm on vacation or traveling, so I was going to say I probably have done it before when I'm traveling, but back at the desk now and wide awake, a few hours ago. But either way, so Cody's not here today, obviously, because you just hear the sound of my voice right now. But this month has been our anniversary month, 7 years of doing The Last Drop. Schedule's been kind of flunky, if you will, because we opened up this month with doing a juice review for Fresh Victors, which we ended up enjoying. I even just bought a bigger bottle of one of them because I enjoy it that much. Then you got your whiskey review. Last week you got an event review of some sorts, which, by the way, I am still living high off of. That might have been one of the greatest events I've ever been to. Actually, it's not even it is the greatest event I've ever been to. God damn, I enjoyed that so much. I had just such a great time meeting all the people that I got to meet for the first time. And then obviously the regulars that I see all the time, the drinks that was had, seeing the yayo people, which I love to death, the cigars, the dance, everything about it, the venue itself. I just cannot say enough to say how great that event was. And once again, shout out to Blue Wine and Spirits and M77 Eric and No Bond Tequila Club, which was the start of it, kind of. They just everything was just damn near perfect. I was complaining about a little bit about, well, I wasn't even complaining, but I brought up that we didn't have any Wi-Fi last week for like the whole event. It actually just turned out perfectly that way, to be honest. Probably missed a lot of people because I know I did. I didn't get to talk to a lot of people that I wanted to because of that. But I'll probably see them at the next event. But regardless of the fact, I just wanted to give another shout out to the greatest tequila event. And not even just tequila, any spirit event I've ever been to. It was probably the best spirit event I've ever been to. Whiskey, tequila. Well, whiskey events usually suck ass anyway, unless the West Coast Whiskey Club hosts it. But besides them, most of the whiskey events I've been to, they really suck. Because they're not pouring top quality shit like these tequila events do. So the tequila ones are better. But with that said, people, so I originally had something else planned, kind of like the rest of this month, realistically. There's a lot of shit I planned that I haven't even touched for this month, but this time it was for something special. Now it's in the same name, same brand, so it's not like I deviated so far away that it's, you know, mind-blowingly it might be mind-blowingly different, for good or for worse, because I am literally opening up a single barrel. And so, like I said, we did Fresh Victor, did the whiskey, did an event. I'm just gonna make this tequila week for The Last Drop, or mix and match, if you will, but I'm only doing the one bottle. I was going to do two bottles originally, but I figured to spare my palate for the next series of events that are popping up next week, which is another lot. There's like three in one day. Like, there's one that starts at 12. I actually really want to go to that one. That's the one in Pershing Square in downtown. It's Tequila Mezcal. But I'm going to be doing some political shit. And I'm trying to work up the nerve to catch a cough, if you catch my drift or whatever. But that cough isn't kicking in really hard. So I'm going to miss that one, and I really want to go to that one. That one starts at 12 to 4. I think there's a later session, but I have another plan to do something that night as well, too. So... And then I think after that one is a pop-up, and then there's a Cinco de Mayo one. So there's like three events in one fucking day that kind of all coincide after each one ends and stuff. So it's kind of wild. There's an event going on right now that I was trying to go to or trying to get tickets to, but the stars wasn't aligning for me to get these tickets, I guess. So
And that's the one in Pasadena. That's the fresh pour one. So what I'm sipping on, what I originally was going to review was the G4 Classico bottles. And then this little nugget from G4 had dropped where they were talking about they're doing their single barrel program. And they're going to be dropping soon. And I said, well, I'll be damned. Now, I don't think I'll get one of those bottles. I don't even know why I doubted why I wouldn't get them, because I think I've had every special release of G4, more so. So, I've had a shit ton of them, actually. Matter of fact, I'm looking at a lot of them in that case over there, now that I think about it. So, almost every special occasion of G4 I've had. Pretty much reviewed them all on this show, too. So, yeah. Looking at the case right now, done that one, done them. I got the extra name, done those, done the Dia de los Muertos edition ones, yeah. So pretty much reviewed them all. So I thought I was going to do the classical ones because I didn't get around to doing those last year, but everybody knows how I feel about them because I always go back and rant on them about how fucking delicious they are. Now, granted, I haven't opened that Blanco one up yet, but G4 was announcing that they're releasing, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So they have 14 different barrels here. Some were aged in 4 months, and a good portion of them were aged in 3 months. And the barrels that they were released in were French oak, red wine, and American bourbon oak. And they all came out at 40%. The ones that ended up being 3 months were the ones that were released in Texas, Illinois, Trevor's. I assume that's a store somewhere. I don't know where, actually. I was going to say the West Coast, but Illinois is on here. That's Midwest. So California and Georgia. And the one that were in 4 months were Colorado, Nevada, Massachusetts, Washington, Tennessee, New York, New Jersey, Florida, and D.C., Delaware, South Carolina, and Maryland. So, when I saw these, I got kind of excited. I didn't think the moment I saw them, I would see this bottle the next fucking day, which is really what happened. As soon as I requested more information and G4 sent me all this info, I literally found the bottle right next day. And I got mine for $89.99. That's pretty fucking high for a repo. Now, I think I paid more or less, actually, on the Ambarana cask for Lost Lord, now that I think about it. So this is pretty fucking high. I'm looking at it right now on the website. I don't know where this store is at, but they want $124. I've seen all kinds of ranges on this bottle from $100 to $130, give or take. So I already just popped this bad boy open. Let's go ahead and pour this thing. I got to tell you, damn, that's a synthetic cork, just how I love it. Oh my god, that nose, incredible smell right there, right off the cap. Okay, so I gotta tell you, price point alone, yeah, that's a big L. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a fan of that price. Now, like I said, I got it for dirt, well, I say dirt cheap, but I got it for a decent price, the cheapest I've seen it for it, honestly. That looked like water. What the fuck? I look like Seaman or Aquaman. I don't know why the hell I just call him Seaman. So that looks like clear ass water. It's funny because I have the Blanco High Proof. It's right behind my laptop on the desk here. And you can make a difference. Because this looks like it has like a little bit more of a white wine note to it, but I do like how it coats that glass, though. The legs on this are, it's pretty elegant, I must say. So it's doing a good job there. So it doesn't look like just like the Blanco, but it looks like some pretty high-end good damn water there. Oh my god, that nose. Oh, so you clearly get that black pepper nose, like classic G4, you know, that's one of their heavy notes. And if I'm not mistaken, god, because we haven't really reviewed G4 like that in a little bit, but if I'm not mistaken, they have more of the vegetal earthy tones, if I'm not mistaken. And this is definitely completely fucking different from their usual tone, and their profile you kind of know the G4 profile by now if you've had all of their pours and then some. I think even Cody has had enough too now where he could find out the point, pinpoint, whatever, because he's drinking the Blanco, the Repo, and the Añejo, and obviously the two high proof bottles or whatever. Oh, and then he had the Dos Muertos. So he's had enough, obviously. He's had enough of it. I've had all their fucking releases now at this point, whatever, and I should be able to pinpoint this more, but I don't really... G4 hasn't really been my go-to as far as sipping on daily lately, so much other goddamn good tequila out there. But this nose is completely different. Now, you get the black pepper, obviously, like I said. You get a little bit of those vegetal notes, but it's very subtle in the background because I'm getting way more fruit flavors on this than I have ever gotten on G4 before. And I mean ever. There's like a little bit of green apple on this. I'm getting like some green apple. There are like some pear notes there too as well. Oh my god. And the nose is just quite exotic, if I must say so myself, you know? I guess I have to, because I'm the only one here. I'm staring at my Iron Man helmet over there as I look at it, and I see my reflection in it, and my eyes look like they just went into the back of my head or whatever. One day I should, when we start doing, if I ever do video on here, I'll put that helmet on and just wear it throughout the whole video. Now, how do I drink out of it? Yeah, go figure that out time soon. The mask opens up, right? Oh, it's not turned on. I might have cheated and just took a little sip. You know, just get a little sippy sip out of the way. Okay. That green apple pear combination. Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm getting it very, very in the background. You got to really kind of hone in on it. It's there. It's just there's something else that the bacon spices are kicking in pretty heavily. And more so in that finish. But you're getting that green apple, green pear on the back end of the tongue. And it's kind of a little bit oily too as well too. So you're kind of getting it sliding right down the tongue as well. More on the back end. You're getting that black pepper there. Not overly complex though, I must say. You know what? On the nose too, you also get like some. There's also like notes of vanilla bean on there as well too. Get like a little vanilla bean. And you know what it reminds me of? I think we've said this before about G4. It's like got this rainforest feel to it. You know when you just. Well, not that I've ever fucking done this, but I kind of know what the scent is, whatever. You know, after it rains really hard in the forest, or if you're camping or anything like that, or even in your place if you got a lot of trees and stuff, and you just kind of get that grassy rainfall scent, that's what it's kind of got for it. So, the nose is heavenly. I really do like that nose. The taste now on the palate is very, now maybe not like oily, but it's very silky and buttery. It's very silky, very buttery. What the hell is that? Talking about that Armenian genocide on there. Oh, boy. I was looking at the drop bot over there. It's just popping up news and stuff like that. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's the, I hate to say, like, anniversary of the Armenian genocide. If that not just passed this past week. I think that was Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm a black history major, not an Armenian history major. So I don't know the exact date, so. Mine was aged too as well. I should say this. Mine was aged in the French oak red wine barrels, and you definitely get that because there is some oak now that's coming through more, especially on that third sip right there. It's coming through a little bit more on the back end. A little bit of medium length, got a little spice to it on the finish. Incredibly clean, just clean, pure, cooked agave. The spices and cinnamon, I feel like they don't linger long enough.
I'm not getting that wow factor out of this to where I would tell people to spend the amount of money on this. I mean, if you're just a big G4 fan and you just love everything that they do, then by all means, go ahead and go crazy, if you will. I don't even think this is worth what I paid, though. $89? Yeah, I would have... This should have been dropped down to like 69, maybe even 75, if you will, but... Because it's solid, but I actually think the Classico Reposado from Memory Serving Right is better than this. I guess I'm not really getting the red wine barrel influence more so. Maybe a French oak red wine, right? Hold on, let me look that up. Yeah, French oak red wine. Yeah, I'm not really getting the red wine essence of it and stuff. More notes are coming through, though. It's a little, it's got some peppery citrus notes on the palate. I don't know. It just comes off as just, like, not all that interesting, per se. It kind of comes off as one of those, the weaker single barrel. That's, you know, that's where you kind of hit the line at, where... And it comes off kind of young, too, as well. Like, really young. But that's where you hit the line with these single barrels. You kind of just never know what you're going to get. I will say, my luck with single barrels, I usually get amazing single barrels, or I get some dog shit ones. Just completely forgettable. This falls in the middle. So, it's not like this one's pissing me off. Now, what does piss me off is that fucking price point. That price point is kind of irritating the shit out of me now that I think about it. But other than that, and the taste-wise, not that bad, you know? Like I said, it's got that little initial sweetness, but then there's like some roasted agave in there. There's that citrus nose with the black pepper. There's subtle oak influences there on the back end. Very light caramel and vanilla. The apple and pear essence. Now, I got that on the first sip, but it's starting to kind of fade away as it gets a little bit more oaky on the back end there. I'm not really tasting that as much. I still get the... I think it's more of a pear than the apple. Yeah, I'm getting more of the pear than I do the apple. That vanilla bean is kind of kicking in as an aftertaste too as well, which I don't mind that as well. Everything it is doing is fine. Like I said, it's just not mind-blowingly great, you know? I expect greatness from G4, and kind of what I got was just like, eh, you know? I expect greatness from these single-barrel Reposado, because they're fucking flooding the market right now. They're all over the place. And mind you, I just got back from the greatest event I've ever fucking been to, and I've had some amazing single-barrel Reposados there, including from old Nam 1414 with Insuino. That repo was incredible. And then I think I had... I can't remember if that barrel pick was the Anejo. I think it was from New Jersey, New York Agave Club. I think that was an Anejo. Either way, that thing was fucking incredible. Hold on, I'm trying to locate this photo now, because now I gotta come with it, come correct now. Hold up. Not that I can see that. Agave. Yeah, that was Anejo. Okay, so that single barrel was an Anejo, but regardless of the fact, that one was incredibly good. I mean, god damn, that was good. Yeah, this one is just getting past the test scale here. I mean, it's like ranging right in the middle. I'm kind of having flashbacks to that Blanton's High Proof store pick I had, which I just grabbed because it was a 375 milliliter, and it was Black Friday, and it was only like $30 or something like that. And I was just like, well, shit. I'm going to walk out of here with two bottles in, because I think I got that Fortaleza Blanco, because that was all they had left. Or that or some fucking Wellers, and I was like, I'd rather get Fortaleza. And not in the sense of taste-wise it reminds me of that, kind of in the sense of it just was just meh. It's like, wow, this thing, bro, really ain't doing anything. I will say this one's doing way more than that blend, but I don't know why that thing popped up in my head. And maybe just because of the silky oiliness that I'm getting of it, because I remember that one too. I will say, at least with this one, there's a little bit more notes going on than that one. That one kind of just went like, all right, it's oily. It's all it's giving me. It's oily. Whereas in this one, at least there's like some like crisp fruitiness going on there. You're getting like the hints of the vanilla bean. There, that pear is still in the background. The agave is cooked. It's silky. It's kind of buttery as well too. So all in all, If I had to be honest, it's kind of boring to be honest. Yeah, you know what? It's like a slight above better than the regular Repo. It's giving me that. Yeah, it's like kind of, it's like better than the regular Repo, but not by far. It's like maybe a, like 2 points. The regular Repo is fine. I know you hear a shit on it enough, whatever and stuff. It's just that it kind of just doesn't do anything that would make me want to spend $50 or even look for it. I'm glad now you could find it everywhere, and it's sitting on shelves at like Total Wine and everything. But I remember that thing was like it damn near allocated. Like you had to hunt for it. And honestly, hunting for that bottle, it just doesn't feel worth it. I would even say hunting for this bottle isn't really worth it. Unless you can get it for $70 and less, by all means, take a shot at it. But at $89, and from what I'm seeing, that bottle's going for about $100 to $130. Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. You can keep that shit. It's not even better than the Classico Repo. Now, granted, that's a special bottle right there and stuff. You know, limited and everything, but this one's just as limited. But you know, running that single barrel game, and that single barrel game is dirty as fuck. You can't always have a winner here. I'm sure some people is gonna like this. Just for me, it's just not. It's not tempting my taste buds good enough to make me want to like praise it in the world. So. With that said, I am going to drop a 2 on this. I'm going to give it a 2 drop. It's just fine. Does what it does just fine. It's the best compliment I can give it. It's just fine. It's not mind-blowingly good. I was expecting a little bit more. My expectations on it were somewhat high just because of, you know, the regular Reposado, although not blowing the world there, that Classico, I was coming high off of that. And that Classico is fucking incredible. So, and then getting to this, it's just kind of like, oh, take me backwards now. Which makes sense because it's a single barrel, the G4 Repo, so. I will say this. Easy to sip on, just like the regular Repo. So, if you're just getting into tequila and people told you to try Repos and they pulled this out of the shelf, I don't think it would offend anybody. And I think it's an easy start up to get in, just how I feel like the regular Repo is. And that's probably my biggest problem with it. I'm not looking for easy to get into. I'm looking for something different, unique, and something very Sergio Cruz-y, if you get my drift there. So, with that said, I'm gonna give it a 2 drop. So next month, people, the schedule is, we're in the month of May now. That is regular-ass Anejo month. Now, I might be running solo on that one, too, because next week is just another clusterfuck of events and everything that falls underneath it, too, as well. So it is regular-ass Anejo month. I might be running solo on it. I don't know the schedule yet, but we shall find. I might just do it right now, to be honest, and knock it out of the park. Do I even have the bottle I wanted to? Yeah, I do. I had to look over there for a second. Like, I was reorganizing the tequila cabinet, and I just found out, like, yeah, don't have any room. No more tequila buying. Because I got, like, 4 bottles sitting on my desk, and I don't like bottles sitting on my desk because it makes me look like an alcoholic while I work. Even though the desk is in a room surrounded by cabinets of whiskey. And that one cabinet of tequila. But I digress. So, I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, next week is Anejo month. And regular Anejo month. Nothing like single barrels. Not aged in anything that's like crazy. Unless it's like they're part of their regular lineup. Like Wild Common Anejo. That one's aged in Weller barrels. But, you know, that's part of their lineup. You know, their Blanco Repo and Anejo. But if it's something like, oh, like, for instance, G4, Anejo, 7 barrels and shit, or 6 barrels, I should say,
Yeah, that's not part of the lineup. That's a special release that they made specifically for that. You'd have to do G4 regular Anejo if you catch my drift. So we're trying to give Anejos a chance because we were shitting on them last year because the repos, granted they were mainly from Sergio Cruz, they kind of blew the water out of the park there and they were pretty goddamn good. So this year we're doing Anejo an extra Anejo month. Extra Anejo month, I think, is going to just kick all kinds of ass. I think that's going to be on some top 10 list there, our list at the end of the year. I just finally put my list together on that. So look forward to that. Like I said, next week I might be running solo. We'll see when that comes to it. But anyway, going to get out of here. This isn't one of those, if I could steal Mario's phrase, find it, buy it. Yeah, I'm not really getting that that hinge in there. I would say find it, try it. You know, buy it though. I don't know about that. Yeah, that's too pricey for my blood, baby. Sneak in one more sip there. Why not? See, it's pretty good. I know people are probably thinking like I'm shitting on it, and it probably does sound like I'm shitting on it, but it's pretty solid. It's just not mind-blowingly good, and that's what I was looking for out of this single barrel program, but. Nonetheless, I'm still glad I got it, because it's always better to experience these things and than not to, you know. Why listen to just me talk about it and when you can try and go ahead and try it? Or you may feel like you listen to this and not even experience it because you didn't miss anything. So with that said, though, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry.